A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Chaf Tes. Chulin 129b. Pagination is 258. On the second wide line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah, Ha'ever Vahabasar Hamadul Dolin Ba'odom Tahorim. If a limb or flesh are hanging onto a person, so this is a person's limb or flesh that's partially detached, tahorim, the law is they are still tahar. If it would be totally detached, so then that would be the case of amputation, Rahman al-Itzlan, and a limb from amputation is metame. It doesn't have a conventional obligation to be buried. Kavar tikberenu is going on a person, not on a limb. But it does have, on a practical level, a need to be buried because it's metame. Because if someone would, for example, store it until it could be buried with the person, then anybody coming into that house where there is this amputated aver would have an issue of toma, which would be very relevant to kohanim who are not allowed to go into a place that has toma. So on a practical level, we go ahead and bury such limbs. Again, the Mishnah is talking hamadul dolim ba'adam. It's still partially attached to the person. It's getting some level of life, some level of chiyus, and therefore it's tahar. Min ha'adam, meis ha'adam habasar tahar. If the person dies, then the flesh that comes from that is going to be tahar, but a limb would be tamei. Ha'ever mitamei mishum ever menachai, ve'ena mitamei mishum ever menameis. There's a machlokas here in the Mishnah, which we'll just touch on, and that is the question of ever menachai or ever menameis. And Rashi tells us, Aver may Adam chai, if a limb is coming from a live person, an amputation case, metame bemaga uva masa uva ohel, there is tuma of touching, carrying, or under the same roof. Avokazayis basar veetzem kisaora haporish me aver menachai eno metame. But if it's just a small amount of flesh or a small amount of bone, not a full limb, then in the case of Aver min Adam Chai, the amputation case, that alone is not metame. It's only when you have an Aver, a full limb, however that's defined. Let's skip into the Gemara and not just learning, but also learning how to learn. Counting up from the bottom, about 10 lines, the beginning of a line, Detanya, as we learned. Amar Rabbi Eliezer said a quote. Shamati, the following is what I heard. She'ever min ha'chai metame, that a limb from a live person is metame, again, the case of amputation. Now, if we take this literally, in Talmudic fashion, not only are you hearing what was said, but you're also doing your inferences. So a limb from a live person is metame. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Menachai velo menameis. A limb from a live person is metame. What happens if the person was dead and we have this limb from that person? That would not be metame. You're making a quote here that sounds, by inference, to be exclusive to Aver min ha'chai, and that doesn't make sense. V'kal v'chomer, it should be a kal v'chomer. A logical approach would be, umachai shehu tahor, a live person in general is tahor, Aver aporish mimenu tamei, but when a limb is detached from him, it's tamei, that you agree that you're teaching us. So mace, But if the limb comes from a dead person, shehu tamei, that by definition the dead person is tamei, lo kol sheken, shouldn't the limb be a conveyor of toma? And he gives an example of his logic. Not every time do you see a statement should you be going and making inferences. Kasa b'megilas tainis, it says in the record of days you're not allowed to fast, the days of holiday, Pischa Ze'ira, the smaller Pesach, meaning Pesach Sheni, in the month of Iyar, the Lola Mispeid, not allowed to do eulogies. Haraba Lemispeid, does that mean that on regular Pesach you're allowed to do Espeidim? Alakol Dechein, it's a for sure. Hachanami Kol Dechein, over here also, it's a for sure that the Eva Minah Meis is Mitame. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.